Same thing, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's your boy Crafty, and I'm going to crack a fucking beer with my main man, Marcus. Why? Because we just finished a shift, and we had to chase some people off, man. Like, yo, we got some beer to drink and do a podcast.
Get out of here.
Like, come on. Dang, we cut you off already. Glass is dry. All right. So, the last of Holmes Brewery Mango Sherbet. That's right, baby. It's a mango beer. And we will have a side-by-side mango beer that is on draft. It is the Golden Rolled Mango Car. So, before I introduce Marcus one more time, I'm gonna crack the can. Marcus, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm thirsty.
You're thirsty, and you just heard the can crack. So, you know what?
Music to my ears.
Oh, yes. Oh, look at that pour. This shit is got some thickness. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, the nose is still strong and powerful. So we're good on that. We are good on that. Thank you for getting me another glass.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna be a gentleman tonight. I'm just gonna, you know, let you finish off this can. You have a busy weekend in front of you, my friend.
Hey.
So the rest is yours.
Hey.
I got 6 ounces. You got 6 ounces and some. So this was a can release, I want to say about a month ago, from Holmes Brewery up in Ann Arbor. They are a destination-only brewery, which means they only distribute out of, well, their destination, their brewery. And so with that, it's time to do a little side-by-side. Now, I am totally not anticipating like any similarities besides the mango. So I just want to see which one's really kicking mango. And then which one's just gonna be like, all right, what's up? I'm mango. Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, we're just gonna get to it. I'm talking too much. We're not drinking enough.
Ooh, yes.
Cheers. First drink for the night is the mango sherbet from Holmes. That fucking nose is pure 100% mango. Carbonation level, not really any, but I don't care. I just wanna get to the drink.
This is like raw mango juice, mm-hmm, thrown in beer, served out to the people, and I mean, damn.
Right.
That mouth feel is so good. It's
silky.
Just like a silky, thick, yeah, creamy, without being, you know, there's no lactose sugar in this, is there, to my knowledge?
There could be, and if there is, well,
I mean,
if
it's
you're lactose intolerant,
you know,
that's your fucking problem, not mine. I got good fiber in my diet. I'm good.
Yeah, I know you do.
Fiber. I like my bean burritos from Taco Bell, the unofficial sponsor of my podcast.
They keep you fueled up.
Yeah, exactly.
All the gas.
Yeah, I got a sweet ass, I know. Oh, I know. But yeah, I mean, you know, it really, like, when you cut into a mango and you slice it, and if you put it on your tongue, you get that, like, I don't know, it's like a little bit of a bristly feel from mango sometimes. This drink is that without the bristly. Like, it is like fresh fucking mango. Mm-hmm. This does not hide it.
Like, it's very similar to, like, raw, just mango fruit.
Yeah, totally. Like, I mean, you said it was mango juice and...
Yeah.
Boom. It is. I mean, that's what it is. It's a boom. Mm-hmm. This is a fucking boom. Like, if this beer was in distro.
Oh, goodness. You get this on draft at your local bar, like, you're... They're gonna make so much money.
Yeah, you're gonna... It's easy, like, wow. Just the way that... It would flow with these.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is, I think, my third sherbet that I've had from them. And everyone's been a hit. I mean... The whole brewery's a hit, but this one, I mean, this is just a beautiful mango. Just, it's juice that you don't even think it is. To be honest, we're drinking it. It was in the cooler, even a little colder. Wouldn't even hurt it.
Yeah.
It's epically delicious. Let me grab the can real quick here. See if there's any good. Keep cool, drink fresh. Yeah, oops. Yes. Oh, by the way, it is a lactose sour mango. So there is some, lactose in here.
Which would probably attribute to some of the mouthfeel.
Yep, definitely. Oh, hey, remember when I told you were gonna get some? Yeah. Boop.
Just a little extra taste.
The way I was looking at the can, you know, some of it poured back into my glass.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, I don't know, it happens. Whatever. You know what, though? I'm not going to get too into drinking this one. Because we still have the other one to go. Yes. And that is the Golden Road Mango Cart. So this one, Golden Road, they're out of Los Angeles. For all the snobs out there, yes, they are owned by InBev. We get it. But this is still something that you would never expect from a commercial brewery. This is Mango Cart. It is a wheat ale that, we're just gonna sip and go. As Marcus pours out the rest of the sherbet, so he makes sure he gets it all.
You know, I'm just securing that. I will say the nose on this Mango Cart, though.
Yeah, it's mango.
Yeah, it's got a really good nose.
And I'm not gonna lie, this is not my first time drinking this beer. I don't know how many times I've drank it since it's been on draft, but when we cracked the can, and it was a 100% mutually agreeable order to this motherfucker. Get it on tap. It's the lawnmower beer.
Mm-hmm. It comes in at 4% ABV.
With ease.
So, I mean, you really don't have to be cautious. Like, you can enjoy it, keep enjoying it, look at the clock, realize you done missed all your appointments for the day, and just sit back and drink some more. It's fine.
Exactly. Now, I don't know how they're distributing this, if they're just doing 6-packs, 12-packs, or whatever. But, this is another hit from them. Last summer they did one. It was pretty solid. This one, they've knocked out of the ballpark. This one is in distro pretty much every and anywhere. Don't quote me on this, I could be wrong. But I did watch a show about the brewer from Golden Road that, you know, yes, she sold her company to Budweiser. And in this, she might have said, so don't quote me, she might have said something of, when a good beer is made, that it's easier to get access to that good beer if it's selling well. And I totally see that happening with this beer again. Mm-hmm. So I do see that, yeah, you know, make the call to Budweiser and open up a few more tanks and distribute this. I mean, it's a hell of an investment, you know?
No,
4%?
No, yeah, no disappointments.
Like. Nope. I mean, this is your perfect all-day beer, and then when you want dessert at the end, if you could, which I highly doubt you could find any of that Holmes, because, I mean, that's just pure fucking marvelous. That's why, like, Holmes has set themselves different. Like, they are that destination spot. They are that one that you have to make the trick out too. I mean, I'm gonna wake up tomorrow morning and I'm gonna go sit in line. Why? Because they're doing a can release. Why? I can only get those beers there.
Exactly.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Mm-hmm. If you know you're gonna be able to get it in a week or two at a store somewhere near your house, then obviously, you know, you can wait.
Yeah.
But this is Holmes. They don't roll like that. If you want something, you gotta go there and you gotta get it.
Yep.
And you're not gonna be disappointed. Like, every single release that they've had that you've been to, and before that even, like, their stuff is just really phenomenal.
I've taken a bus tour out to them. I have enjoyed many of lunches out there, many of their beers, you know. I mean, same, different, you know. That is,
mm-hmm.
I guess you could say, I don't want to speak for the guys, but in my eyes, that would be a flagship.
Yeah, for sure.
From them.
Because it's something, I've heard of it way before I ever went, and when we went,
it was there.
I'm sure it's there still now. Like, it's just one they can pump out and please the crowd. Like, it's not
yep
it's just not something they can afford to get rid of, I think, because it's just really just a solid beer for that style.
Yep, solid hazy IPA, whether hazy, whether New England, whatever you want to call those. Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. And it's just wherever you go, you know, you can go for that. And yeah, they have a great selection out there. Their Korean food menu is switching up seasonally. And dude, if you're in Michigan, you have to make your trip out there. That's all I can say.
Yep. It's worth it.
It is. The food, phenomenal. The beer, phenomenal. I mean, yeah. So, I don't know. I think we're going to keep this one a little short because we're going to just enjoy these drinks.
Yeah, and I'm about to hit full on relaxation mode here.
So. Right? Just like, you just want to just relax and have a little drinky drink.
I'm going to kick my feet up.
Yep. You know, we had a nice busy night. I thought it was going to be slow for a minute.
It was slow for a minute, or at least, you know, it seemed slow in comparison of like the last hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time the door opened, I looked up and there was someone new walking through the door, so.
And it wasn't me coming in with an order, because yeah, that shit wasn't happening. But yeah, so it was one hell of a night. We're just going to sit back here. We're going to drink these delicious freaking beers. Yes. And by freaking, I mean fucking.
Yep. All the mango. All the goodness.
Mango up, baby. It's mango season. Get out there. Enjoy some great beers. And hey, if you like the podcast, you know, leave a comment. If you want to, you can follow me, Crafty, at Crafty Scott on Instagram. Or you can find me on Facebook at Crafty Scott. Just look for the guy drinking a beer, not the guy that's doing sewing.
Yeah.
Other than that, let's see. I got some lovely Euchre nights coming up because we are based out of Michigan. So it comes to drinking beer and playing Euchre because it's that time of the year. That's that time of the year every year. And some trivia. So yeah, Euchre's coming up June 5th. Thanks for tuning in, taking a few minutes out of your time. Ladies and gentlemen, drive safe, be safe, stay crafty.